Got John Grayson here with you. Throwing it down on an early Monday. No, it's Tuesday, isn't it? Boy, I skipped a day already. I went backwards. I went back in time. We had so much fun last night on the program, we decided to do Monday all over again. All right, maybe not. So it's a Tuesday morning on the broadcast. Hey, tomorrow, I've got to already promote what's coming up tomorrow morning on the broadcast, because we will be joined, and not because we're coming apart, no, we will be joined on the broadcast tomorrow by luminaries such as Fred Willard. How about that? Fred Willard, longtime comedic actor and a guy who's been in just a zillion really great movies. And, you know, people obviously remember him for Waiting for Guffman and all of the work that he did with Chris Guest. But my favorite thing ever that Fred Willard was involved in, still to this day, is a Martin Mull thing they did, I think for HBO, back, had to be early 80s, called the Martin Mull's History of White People in America. It's absolutely hysterically funny. And if you've never seen it, I can't recommend it highly enough. So Fred Willard, we'll talk to him about that and about acting and about Mad TV and its current state of affairs and all of that stuff tomorrow morning on the show. Also with us tomorrow morning, members of the New York Dolls, including, yes, David Johansen himself. David will be with us. Sylvian will be with us. And who knows who else might stop by. But the New York Dolls have a new effort out as well. And this is huge, because how long has it been since we saw something new from the Dolls? What, 20-something years, maybe? It's been a long time. So we'll catch up with David Johansen, find out what's going on with him. And I'm going to save any Buster Poindexter references for the very end. So if he hangs up on me, well, it won't matter, because we'll already have talked about all the good New York Dolls stuff and all of that. And, you know, won't have anything to do with really tall hair and the song Hot, Hot, Hot. So that having been said, this hour of the broadcast, a gentleman who has joined us several times. In fact, he's, I think so far, our only repeat guest here on the show, aside from our regular correspondents, our you know, Thursday and Wednesday folks. But you heard from him the last time here in the studio at Overnight America, because he happened to be hanging around. And Josh Sullivan has been going across the country, staying with different people a week at a time, and is off on an effort to do this for an entire year. It started the first week of January this year and has now brought us into the month of May. And continues. And you guys are a big part of this now. And I'll have him tell you that story as we go through the hour. But certainly lots to catch up on, lots to talk about. And Josh Sullivan, always a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, John. For I like that you said I just happened to be in the area.
Yeah, right. You just happened to be stopping by. So we figured, we'll rope you into the studio.
I feel like that's happening a lot on this trip, where I just happen to be in the area and I just happen to run into people, and who knows what sort of weird stories I'm going to tell, you know, from it. And
that was kind of the point of the thing when you started out, right? Is to go across this great land of ours and just see who's out there.
Yeah, I was so sheltered that I wasn't going out and meeting people, and so I decided I was going to force myself to go meet people. And I've been doing that in such a huge way. I've been meeting people left and right every single day.
You know, I wonder, in the 5 months that you've been out there doing this now, do you think you've changed?
Oh yeah, I'm completely different 5 months from leaving Florida, and in the next 7 months I'm going to be a whole different person when I do return to Florida, and all my friends will be they'll probably be pointing out every single little thing that is different, you know, from what they remember of me.
Yeah, right. So if you had to assess yourself, I mean, if you could step outside yourself right now and look at Josh Sullivan now, how is he different than he was when he was just, you know, kicking around Florida before he left on the trip?
I'm a lot more outgoing. I'm a lot more adventurous. I'm a lot more prone to dropping everything and just going and doing some crazy adventure. When before this, I would be paranoid of everything and scared of everything, and I would be questioning things left and right. Like, why do I need to go do this? How long am I going to be doing this? When will I be back home? And now I just don't care. I'm going out and seeing things and meeting people, And I'm glad I'm doing this because I don't think I would have changed into this person if it wasn't for this trip.
Right, and hanging around in pig farms at 3 o'clock in the morning, which we'll get to. I don't want to blow that story here right at the beginning of the hour. We got plenty of time to talk.
That's a great story.
But, yeah, and I can't wait to get to it. But there's been a lot that's happened. And, of course, folks who want to keep track of Josh's travels can do so online. JoshComics.com is sort of the main website, but there's a Facebook page and a MySpace page. And are you Twittering at all?
Yeah, there's Twitter, there's YouTube, there's whatever avenue people it like the best on online. There's all of it. So whatever catches people's fancy, it's there.
And so there's photographs and there's video and there's all kinds of different stuff. And of course the blog at joshcomics.com, and you can subscribe to the zine as well, which has some cartoons and drawings and sort of a diary of each place that you are. And there's one issue, right, for each city?
Yeah, each place is going to be a new issue. And then so at the end of it, when there will be 52 issues for every week of my entire life in 2009, it'll be spread out over 1,248 pages, so I'll have one heck of a record of my 27th into 28th year of living on the planet.
You know, I don't even know if I've asked you this. When is your birthday?
October 13th.
Okay, so we haven't hit it yet. We've still got a few months before you reach 28.
Yeah.
All right, then, very cool. Now, the last time we talked, you had just started a week in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
So let's pick it up from there. How'd that go?
All right. Well, it was great. I really love St. Louis, and it was a place that I hadn't originally had on my schedule. So I was staying with your producer, Kevin, and his wife, and Kevin had offered this place to stay. He said he had an extra room, and I'm so glad that I took him up on the offer because it was amazing. I just basically just took off, just wandered around, and then he lives in Florissant, so I basically did half the time exploring St. Louis and then half the time exploring Florissant and the suburbs. So Florissant was founded in the late 1700s, and I was really, really intrigued by that. And I wandered into the Old Town section of Florissant, saw some really great old buildings and churches and businesses. And after I went around exploring, and plus it was really hot, so I just wandered around and sweat and had a really good time. And so after I did that, I basically just locked myself in the library in Florissant for 2 or 3 days and just worked on things, just worked on booking the trip. Worked on the book, worked on whatever I could do, and they had one of the greatest libraries I've ever come across in Florissant, Missouri.
Now, I've never been to the library in Florissant, Missouri. So, what makes it stand out? What makes it special?
I don't know. It just seems so modern. You know, I walked in there and everybody's on a computer and everybody seemed content. And I just open up my laptop, go on their Wi-Fi. So many times on this trip, I'll go to a library, and you can't get on their Wi-Fi because you need a library card.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm this crazy traveler. I don't have a library card in this random town.
Right. So and a lot of places, if you're out of town, if you don't live there, they charge you for a library card.
Yeah. And so I get to Florissant, and I'm on their Wi-Fi instantly, and I was so happy with that. And where I was sitting in the library, they had all these great old books about the history of the area, the history of Florissant, the history of St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
So every once in a while I was working on something, I would just pull out a new book. I would read about it. I'd read about the World's Fair that happened in St. Louis. And it was great. I'm so in love with libraries because of this trip.
Oh, yeah, because they all have that local section that you can go in and get a real flavor for where you're standing at any given time, even if you don't know where you are.
Yeah, and there's so much you can learn at the library that you can't learn online.
Right, right. Now, you say that you spent some time in the library, just sort of locked yourself in to get caught up, because when last we spoke, you were running kind of behind on putting the zines together. How far did you get?
Well, I started working on the next batch of zines, and I probably have half of each issue from 6 through 10 done.
Okay.
So I'm still really far behind, but next week I'm planning on, I'm going back home to where I grew up in Michigan in Saginaw.
Right.
And I'm planning on locking myself into my in my sister's house and really getting caught up and just staying off the internet, doing what I need to do, and finally getting caught up. And I know I keep saying this along the way, but I will get caught up at some point.
Now, there's so much more to talk about this hour, because we'll talk a little bit more about what you did while you were in St. Louis. We'll talk about the fact that when you were here, you were headed from one of our Overnight America markets to another. You were headed from St. Louis to Minneapolis, St. Paul, to the Twin Cities area, and we had sort of put out the call because you didn't have a place to stay yet. We'll find out all about that, and we'll do some talking about what you saw in all of these cities and where you've been in addition to all of that. Just ahead, it is coming up on 18 past the hour. Again, joshcomics.com is the website, and we're following Josh Sullivan and his travels across America as staying at a different place for 1 week, 52 straight weeks, finally making his way back to his current home, which is St. Petersburg, Florida, and we'll go over some of that in just a little bit. And joshcomics.com, as we said, is the website, but if you want to follow his travels, great place to do it is right here on Overnight America. We check in with him, every few weeks, about once a month or so, and we'll continue our visit for this month just ahead. You're on Overnight America.
Shift workers of America, unite. It's Overnight America with John Grayson.
Past the hour, Overnight America continues. John Grayson here with you. And online with us, the one and only Josh Sullivan, making his way across America. 52 friends is the effort. Staying with one friend a week across the country for 52 weeks in a row, an entire year on the road. And joshcomics.com, the website where you can keep track of all of it. So as you were, something just occurred to me, Josh, and we haven't talked about this at all either. Over the weekend, this past weekend, I talked about this last night on the show. My fiance and I went out to the movies, and I hadn't been to the movies in months. Have you gone to a theater and seen a movie while you've been out on this trip?
A few times. I saw Watchmen when it came out because the friend I was with was a big comic nerd, and I'm a big comic nerd, so we had to go see Watchmen.
Right.
But I haven't really kept up with anything. I really have seen more movies on this trip than I have in the past probably 5 years, just because the friends I do stay with, they keep recommending things to me, and they'll say, hey, you've got to see this. I hadn't read Into the Wild or On the Road for that matter before. I still haven't read either book.
Yeah.
But I can now finally say I saw Into the Wild yesterday here in Marquette, Michigan.
Okay, so not the book, but you've seen the movie. So
I've seen the movie.
So you're halfway there into the wild experience. So since you haven't done that, I mean, obviously you've got some time on your hands to go out and do a whole lot of exploring. Take us back into your experience in St. Louis and talk about the things that you saw that you think that maybe even residents here don't see.
I took off. I think I was talking about it with you when I was in the studio that I basically just got dropped off downtown. Kevin went to work and at the radio station.
And off you went.
He said, "Hey, go have fun." And I wandered around. I was really enamored with the Arch, of course. So I took a billion photos of that.
Yeah.
And I wanted, Kevin said, there's the bridge, there's East St. Louis. And I said to myself, hey, I'm going to walk into Illinois. So I walked into Illinois. After that, I just wandered. I didn't know where I was going. I saw some really cool buildings to the north of downtown, in sort of the industrial part of town. And I just walked and took photos, and I was so happy to see different graffiti and rundown things. And so I was just taking photos of everything. I was walking along the Riverfront Trail, and I just kept thinking to myself, if I was driving, if I had a car on this trip, I wouldn't be seeing this right now.
Right.
And
yes, graffiti and rundown things. Welcome to St. Louis. So, so given that, I mean, as you were, well, the one thing we've talked about also with each of your different stops has been the food. So, did you run into anything new?
Today in Marquette, I had a Russian turkey sandwich.
So what's involved in a Russian turkey sandwich? Josh? There he is.
Some Thousand Island dressing.
That's it. Turkey and Thousand Island dressing.
And but when I as soon as I got to Wisconsin, as soon as I got picked up, I was told, all right, we're going to go buy cheese curds.
Yeah.
So I got into Minneapolis, and I got picked up there and driven into Wisconsin, and I went to Ellsworth, Wisconsin, for fresh cheese curds. And I was informed that if they start squeaking in your mouth, then that means they're fresh.
Exactly. Now, you'd never run into cheese curds before?
No.
Because you have to have them in Wisconsin. It's the law.
And yeah, and it's also the law to drink beer. So it was just basically a whole week of drinking beer and eating cheese in Wisconsin.
You make that sound like a bad thing. I don't think
No, it was, I definitely loved it a lot.
Now we skipped over a bunch of this story because, as we mentioned when you were in the studio with us here at Overnight America, we mentioned the fact that you were headed to the Twin Cities and had no place to stay. So
yeah.
So what happened?
Okay, so Kevin and his wife dropped me off at the bus station in St. Louis. I almost missed my bus because the bus is completely full. A gentleman on the bus decided to put his bag in a seat, and the bus driver was yelling at him saying, "Did you buy a ticket for your bag?" And the guy goes, "No." So he was forced to move it, and then he was angry at me the whole bus ride because I was sitting next to him.
Yeah, right, because you had to sit next to him where his bag was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So I end up going from St. Louis back to Kansas City, which was my week before St. Louis, and I'm there for a few-hour layover. And this is also in the midst of the whole initial swine flu scare. So there's workers at the Greyhound station wearing masks. There's passengers wearing masks. Everybody's watching CNN, wondering about swine flu. And I'm just thinking, you know, I'm not even going to worry about this.
Yeah, right.
So then I go from Kansas City up through I go through Missouri up through Iowa, which I've never been to Iowa before, so that was my first time there. And I end up in Minnesota, and that was my first time in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But so what happens for my stays there is after I was on your show last time, and we were sending out the plea to get a week stay for me, I waited a couple days, and I heard nothing. So there were a couple different people in Wisconsin that said they would put me up just for a few days each.
Sure.
So I ended up doing my first split week, and it was really funny. After I got everything confirmed for the split week, then people were emailing me.
Then everybody in Minneapolis, St. Paul was saying, "Hey, come and stay with me."
And I got a handful of responses. A gentleman that's 25 miles north of Minneapolis said he'd put me up. Somebody just to the west of Minneapolis said he'd put me up. And I just kept thinking, you know, that's how it goes. You know, it's always going to be right after you get something taken care of.
Right.
And so I ended up getting picked up in Minneapolis and driven to River Falls, Wisconsin. And I stayed half a week there with six girls that went to the University of Wisconsin.
Nice.
And the majority of them were on the female rugby team. And then the second half, I stayed in Durand, Wisconsin, with a woman who read about me in the San Diego Union Tribune, but has also listened to me on your show.
Okay.
So she had added me on Facebook. She was following me along the way, and she basically said, "Come stay with me." And so last week in Wisconsin was by far the most hectic week I've ever had, one from being a split week, but two, just getting taken all over the place. I was 600 miles. I added it all up. I went 600 miles within a 6 or 7 county area in central western Wisconsin. And I've seen so much in the past week because of it, and it was amazing.
Now, did you get to spend any time in Minneapolis, St. Paul proper? I mean, aside from just riding the bus?
My stay, the girl I stayed with in River Falls on Sunday of last week, she took me to the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden. So I got to see the big spoon and the cherry.
Yep.
And it was great because it had just been replaced a day or two before. They had taken it apart to repaint it, I guess. And so it just so happened that it was there when I was there. So I got to see that. And then after we left Minneapolis, we went to the zoo in St. Paul. And it was great. It was free. You know, she was taking me around to free stuff. I've been doing so much stuff that's been free on this trip.
Yeah.
Which is really great because, you know, helps me save money.
Well, yeah, and it's got to be amazing, too, how much stuff there is for free. Well, Josh, hang on for us for just a second. We'll talk more about what you saw there and more about the trip and what happened in Wisconsin as we continue on through this Tuesday morning. You're on Overnight America, joshcomics.com, the website, and we'll talk more with him just ahead. Six past the hour, Overnight America. John Grayson here. Our hour continues with Josh Sullivan of joshcomics.com and the 52 Friends effort. And a week spent in the St. Louis, Missouri area, a week spent in and around Wisconsin and the Twin Cities. And so take us back into it. You mentioned the Sculpture Garden in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Sculpture Garden in Minneapolis, the zoo in St. Paul. So take us out of the metropolitan area for a little while. Describe Wisconsin.
I'd never been to Wisconsin before, and I was doing a split week between River Falls, Wisconsin, and Durand, Wisconsin. And River Falls, there's a campus for the University of Wisconsin there, so a lot of college kids. Durand, a town of less than 2,000, and it was the smallest place I'd stayed so far. But on Saturday of last week, I get taken to my first rugby tournament. The men's rugby team from the University of Wisconsin are playing. There's tons of teams. I think it was called the Border Battle between Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Okay.
A lot of teams from both states. And so I got to experience that. Then I went to a social afterward for all the teams, and I got to be in the midst of that. And it was so funny because nobody knew who I was. I was just this weird, short little guy.
Amongst rugby players.
Amongst a bunch of rugby players, and I'm this guy with this camera and just taking pictures, and nobody knew what was going on. So the people I was with, the girls I was with, I was basically just kidnapped for the whole night. And at one point, we go from Eau Claire to Chippewa Falls to ending up at a goat farm at 3:30 in the morning in Jim Falls, Wisconsin. And we were under the impression that the guy's house that we were going to, he said he had a couple of goats, and he ended up having about 300 goats.
I stop right there for a second, because over the course of this 5 months, you must have heard people say some pretty strange things. Did you ever expect to hear a guy say, "Well, I've got a couple of goats"?
No. I am so happy that I had a video camera with me to document this. And I couldn't believe I was anywhere in the middle of nowhere at 3:30 in the morning
with 300 goats.
But yeah, and then two, I couldn't believe I was in the midst of all these goats, and it really was the middle of nowhere. And so we're around all these goats, and we leave, and we end up getting back to River Falls as the sun's coming up. And I remember waking up in the car and just making that comment. I go, "Oh, hey, the sun's coming up."
Yeah, right. Well, what did you do at the goat farm? I mean, did you just wander around and commune with the goats?
Yes.
What happened?
Pretty much the people I was with just wanted to see goats. And so I I was pretty much forced to be with them. I was
Yeah, right. Where are you going to go, right?
Yeah, I was so far away from River Falls, and it was so great. And all the girls I was with, they just ate it up. They were so in love with the goats. And so we get back, and everybody just passes out. And I go, "Wow, what an adventure." I go from River Falls to Eau Claire to Chippewa Falls to Jim Falls and then back. And I can't, you know, if I was driving around seeing these things, I would never have stopped to see any of this stuff. It's just how the day took me, how, you know, how the person I stayed with wanted to go show me this stuff, or they wanted to go see this, and I just tagged along.
You know what's funny about that is that all of these places, like you said, are called This Falls and That Falls, and there's all of this stuff, and it is the flattest land in anywhere. Did you actually see any waterfalls the entire trip?
And in fact, today in Marquette, Michigan, I saw a waterfall for the very first time.
So there was no falls in any of the falls places?
No, I didn't see.
Why do they call them that?
I don't know, but I didn't see any waterfalls in Wisconsin, and I was questioning that, too.
That's strange that you're starting to think like me or I'm starting to think like you. Either one of them is just scaring me to death right now. But a good time had by all, obviously, while you were in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was. I can't believe how far I went and how many weird little small towns I went in a week's time. And I ended up doing 600 miles all over central western Wisconsin in a week's time. I lunch at a place that was a population under 100. And then a few days after that, I'm back in Minneapolis to catch my bus to Marquette.
Right.
And so for the second half of the week in Wisconsin, I was staying in Durand, Wisconsin, and it was so great. It was so quiet. I could walk downtown in 2 minutes. I had a really great time. I ended up in Pepin, Pepin's where Laura Ingalls Wilder was born.
Okay.
So I ended up at a facsimile of the cabin where she was where she lived, and she based the first Little House book there. And I ended up on the Mississippi River in Alma, Wisconsin, and seeing Lock and Dam number 4 of the Mississippi River.
Very nice.
In that whole week, it was pretty much just nothing but back roads. It was aside from going to Minneapolis and riding on the highway from River Falls to Minneapolis, it was all back roads. I was seeing stuff that I couldn't even imagine seeing. We stopped at a dairy farm, and I interviewed one of the guys that had – he was saying he had something like 700 cows that he was milking. And I the whole time I'm just thinking, this is a dream. This
yeah.
When would this ever happen to me if I wasn't doing this trip?
So, with all of that, I mean, we talked about when you were out in the Pacific Northwest, just the incredible terrain and the mountains in the background and these streams and rivers and all of this, and it's that sort of breathtaking scenery. Wisconsin, I've never heard anybody really describe it as breathtaking. Not that it's bad, just not necessarily breathtaking, but did you...
It was so different than what I thought. I just basically just thought dairy farms.
Yeah.
And where I was in Durand, it was sort of in a valley surrounded by hills and rocks and just all this stuff. And the guy that I was talking to at the dairy farm, he said, you know, this valley's real unique. There's something like 5,000 cows in this valley, so everybody's fighting for land. And as soon as I got picked up, the person I stayed with in Durand, Wisconsin, she picked me up from River Falls. As soon as I got picked up, she took me to Crystal Cave, which is pretty much halfway between River Falls and Durand. And I had never been in a cave before. And she had she talked to the people there. And she said, you know, the people there said that they weren't doing tours. And she set it up where I could get a private tour. So
yeah.
So her and I got a private tour in this cave. And I'm thinking, I've never been in a cave before. And I am now in a cave in Wisconsin, of all places.
And it's private. It's all yours for the hour
yeah.
or so that you're there.
Me and the tour guide and my host for the rest of the week are the only people in this cave, besides a few bats.
Yeah.
And so it was incredible. And I had no idea the terrain was like that, that it was so rocky and how glaciers carved out things in Wisconsin as they retreated back to the north. And it totally blew me away. It was totally something that really opened my eyes to you know, how you think of things, how stereotypes, how many different stereotypes there are for every different place.
All right. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about Durand. We'll talk about how you got to Marquette, and we'll also talk about where you're going from here in just a couple of minutes. Josh, hang on for us for a sec. There is more coming up as Overnight America continues. And again, joshcomics.com is where you can keep track of him. And you can hear some of our previous visits, by the way, online at overnightamerica.com. So if you want to hear what Josh has been talking about in the past, that's where you can find it. But also check out joshcomics.com because it's got links to all of the other sites with the pictures and the video and all of the good stuff. So stick with us. There is more on the way. Overnight America continues. John Grayson here with you on an early Tuesday morning.
More is coming your way. Overnight America with John Grayson.
The hour. Overnight America continues. John Grayson here with you. And the B-52s in Rome seemed only appropriate to bring us back into the program as we're talking with a man who is roaming at least around the country, Josh Sullivan. At joshcomics.com, the website, 52 Friends is the effort to stay with one person a week for 52 weeks. So how booked up are we now, Josh?
I think I have 30 of the weeks definitely confirmed. I think there are only two places that I'm thinking of where I don't have anything lined up, two or three places.
And those are, do you know offhand?
Somewhere upstate New York and somewhere around Atlanta and somewhere around Birmingham because my Birmingham, Alabama state just fell through today.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, and those are a little bit later on in the trip. So
yeah.
Where do you head from here? First of all, you said you're now in Marquette, right?
Yeah, Marquette, Michigan, the largest city in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
And home of the university.
And I'm actually on the campus of Northern Michigan right now. I'm staying with people who live in the campus housing. And so I go from Marquette. On Thursday, a friend of mine that I went to high school with is driving up from Saginaw, Michigan, where I grew up. She's driving all the way up. It's about 6 hours. She's driving up to come get me. And then drive me all the way back down to Saginaw.
Very nice. And now when we left off, we were in Durand, Wisconsin. So you said it was only just a couple of minutes to walk through downtown Durand. What's there?
A lot of bars. And it seemed like there were about three people in each bar.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like a lot of stuff was closing. Everybody has to deal with the crappy economy.
Right.
So it seemed like that was going on. I ended up at the old courthouse museum and they weren't even open. And I just walked in there and I said, "Hey, can I get a little, tour for a minute?" And they said, "Sure." And so I walked around, I got to get a nice history of Durand and Pepin County. And I walked down to the newspaper and I walked in and I said, "Hey, I want to buy a newspaper. I want to send it back to my friends in St. Pete. I'm doing this crazy little project." And the lady at the counter said, "Hey, maybe our editor will want to talk to you." So she interviewed me. I'm going to be in the paper next week, I think.
So you'll be in the upcoming edition of the Durand newspaper.
Because the paper there is published weekly. So I thought I was going to be in last week's, but I think my story got bumped for a guy that was riding on a horse across the country and passed through Durand.
Oh,
so they
see.
Had an interview with him.
He's stealing your thunder. So how did you get from Durand to Marquette?
Well, there's a great story in Durand. Before I get to Durand to Marquette, I gave a talk at the senior center in Durand because the woman I was staying with, I was also staying with her dad. So the woman I stayed with, she's 51, I think she said, and her dad was in his 70s, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so she said, "Hey, do you want to give a talk at the senior center?" And I go, "Yeah, all right, I'll try that." So I gave this talk about everywhere where I went. I had this map, and I gave little stories about everything. And at the end of it, this woman, she comes up to me, and she goes, "Hey, do you want to go see the Devil's Punch Bowl?"
How can you refuse that?
And I go, "Of course. I don't know what that is, but I totally want to see that." And the person I was staying with had never heard of it either.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out a lot of people in the area had never heard of it. So we drive about 25 miles out of town to just north of Irvington, Wisconsin, and there's this area called Devil's Punch Bowl, and it's this weird area cut out in rock, cut out by water, glaciers or something, and it's just this weird, serene area. And it was amazing. I'm at the bottom of this, and it's basically like a horseshoe-shaped rock formation, and I'm at the bottom of it, and I go, this is one of the coolest things I've seen on the whole trip.
Yeah.
And this woman who just basically kidnapped us from the senior center is showing us something she knew. And it turns out that this woman was also in the Wisconsin Book of Curiosities for the amount of deer she has hit in her lifetime.
That's funny.
So I filmed her along the way, and she didn't tell me this until after we started driving.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I am in the Wisconsin Book of Curiosities for being in 23 car accidents and hitting 19 deer. And so I interviewed her about all that.
And you're there, God. And you're there in a car with her.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope I'm safe in this car. And I asked her, the first question I asked her, I said, how many deer have you hit with any single vehicle? And she goes, well, this car you're in right now, I think I've hit two.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you're just waiting to be number three.
Yeah.
All right. I hate to do this, but we're out of time for the hour. We're going to have to leave it there. So what we'll do is we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks. Enjoy your stay in Marquette. And where did you say you were headed from here?
I'm going from Marquette to Saginaw. So
all
I get to be around my family and old friends and get to just have a really great time and spend some time with everybody.
Bound to be some great stories from that. We'll catch up with you in June. And in the meantime, we'll send folks to joshcomics.com to keep track of the trip.
Cool, thank you.
You got it. Josh Sullivan, thanks a lot for joining us on Overnight America. There is more to come, and we'll put the wraps on the hour just ahead. John Grayson here with you on an early Tuesday morning.
You're listening to Overnight America with John Grayson.